Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
It is a Thursday. It is 8:40. Hello, Wendy lady.
And this is Wendy Nola. Hello, Darren.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
Hello, team.
We love you.
Now, one person on this team, I'm not mentioning names, starts with a K, sounds like Airy. Has had experience with this topic. What could go wrong with buying a pet pig?
Oh, come on.
Please let us know. What could go wrong,
well,
Wendy?
Well, look, I mean, there are some occasions when it goes well, but one thing is for sure, the research that I've done this week is there's no such thing as a mini teacup, teeny tiny little piggy-like Breach. Babe in the movie that stays that way.
No, nope.
Okay? Yep. So, and the problem is that there are some breeders who are claiming that's the case.
Yeah.
One in particular in the Western Cape, he actually calls her company Teeny Tiny Pigs. She's been in business for 10 years, or more than 10 years, and she flies these little piggies to customers all over the country, including KZN. And she says they'll be fully grown at 18 months, which in the first place are not fully grown at 18 months. They only, in some cases, get fully grown at the age of six. But she says they'll be only 45 centimeters tall and no more than 30 kilograms. Well, in many cases, more than five times that is what the pigs grow up to be. And they're not suitable for domestic homes. They can be aggressive when they don't get their way.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like change. They're just a lot to handle. You've really got to know what you're about if you decide to have a pet as a pig as a pet, and you should ideally be on some kind of small holding. So basically, I had one case study. It started 12 years ago. 12 years ago, sorry, in 2012, so just over 8 years ago, a woman called Bronwyn bought, in KZN, bought one of these little pigs. She was only 5 weeks old when she got him. So cute, and he grew up to be over 150 kilograms and recently had to be euthanized by a wildlife vet in Hilton because she couldn't get any vet in Durban to deal with the situation. He had become very depressed. He was aggressive.
Yeah.
She herself had been damaged by his tusks, or injured rather. So it's just a word of warning, big word of warning.
Yeah.
To say, you know, really, really do your homework. You should. I've been banging this drum for about all products and services for years, but when it comes to a sentient being in particular, you really, really need to do your homework because pigs are not for everyone as pets. They're for very few people as pets. And what's happened is the bottom line is I got called up by or contacted by a woman from a pig and paws sanctuary in Cullinan saying these animals end up in sanctuaries, clogging sanctuaries everywhere, and they don't have enough people to take them to take them on farms, etc. So just a word of caution, please.
Excellent advice. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. So Wendy Nola.
Yes, Darren.
So sorry to interrupt you.
That's me.
I could just have you for a moment.
So how do I know where this SMS comes from? If it's an SMS telling me it's from the bank, how do I know who it's from?
It's always an issue when people, if you put something for sale on Gumtree, people claim to be buyers and then they say that they've deposited the money and they send you a fake payment confirmation SMS.
Oh, it's not that.
And many people fall for it, don't fall for it. That's not what I'm talking about today. Today is about something I spotted in the Ombudsman for Banking Services annual report. That's 2020's annual report.
Yeah.
It was released yesterday. It was full of interesting stuff. Fraud being the main reason behind the complaints in all their top categories, from current accounts through to internet banking, personal loans, all of it, ATMs, it's all about fraud. But they had 15 case studies in there, which made for really, really good reading. It's online on the Ombudsman for Banking Services website. But the one I wanted to share was a little bit horrifying to me. And I suppose many people would roll their eyes and say, well, that's banks for you. But many of the theme through many of these case studies is that the banks didn't do enough to warn their customers about risk, the risk of being defrauded, right?
Yeah.
So this woman gets hold of her bank. Unfortunately, they don't name the banks in these case studies. I wish they would. But anyway, she gets hold of her bank to say, listen, I'm not getting SMS notifications when I make payments on my credit card for security. I want to be seeing those notifications. Obviously, if someone, so if somebody does something on a credit card, she gets to see it and flag the bank and say, actually, that's fraud, right? So she was like, sorry, there has been a technical issue. Don't worry, the SMS notification system is operating again. That call was recorded, thankfully, for her. So she thought, cool, everything's sorted. I'm now protected. But then, listen to this, fraudulent transactions on her credit card happened. Not little ones, a total of 200,000 rand, went through her account. She never got any notifications. So she goes to the bank and she says, hey, you assured me that my notifications were active. What happened? They said, oh, no, actually, it's a separate thing, a separate platform for your banking app. And the fraudster got in via your banking app. So sorry for you kind of thing. And luckily for her, the ombud, when she complained, the ombud's office said, no, it was a reasonable assumption on her part that notifications were on all the platforms. She didn't have to make a special request to have notifications for banking app stuff. And she was refunded by her bank, thanks to the ombudsman, that 200,000 rand that she lost. My point about today's warning is best you have those notifications and best you find out from your bank. Make sure that they are active on all your accounts. Funny story, last night my daughter, who's working on a game reserve far, far away, texts me and says, Mom, I see you've just made this payment, but why am I getting the notification? Her account's linked to mine and she's never got any notifications on my behalf before. So how is that? So I'm going to get hold of my bank this morning and say, can you please notify me, not my daughter, sitting up near Kruger National Park. Thanks.
All right. So the lesson learned is to make sure that you tick all the boxes with your bank, and even if it is with online banking. There you go. If you missed any Consumer Watch today, everything from pet pigs to SMSs from banking institutions, Consumer Watch podcast will be available on after the show on ecr.co.za. Click on podcasts.
Thank you, Wendy. Wake up with Aaron, Carrie and Skye, East Coast Radio.